Hi everyone, Dr. John Aquaviva here, professor of exercise science at Wingate University and host of a soon-to-be-aired show here on Carolina Catholic Radio called Faith in Sport. As you may have heard a couple months ago, there was a controversy in the 55-meter dash state finals for high school girls. The first and second place finishers, though, were competing as boys just a year before. Although this made headlines for a minute, this transgender-based issue is so new to the sports world that the state's high school sports association barely knew how to respond, thus allowing the final results to stand. So why is this a concern? Even outside of the rules of natural law, there are basic physiological issues to address. As an exercise physiologist, it is vital to this conversation to discuss the first 17 years of these athletes' lives as boys and not just the previous 12 months where they identified as girls. I'm Dr. John Aquaviva. For this and more regarding sports and ethics, character, and morality, stay tuned for the airing of the Faith in Sports show here on Carolina Catholic Radio.